Okay. When you go through the shailas, this is popular. When you go through the shailas of Pasakum, Gvina Sakum, so what you find is very interesting, that there's a lot of kulas that go around. People mention this kula, there's a Rav Moshe over there, there's a kula over there. You suddenly open up a Shulchan Aruch over there. You see a lot of these heterim, a lot of these kulas don't really exist. They're not really true. They never were said. And if they were said, the shaila is if they applied this manenu. Now it applies very much by Cholavakum, which is something I wanted to get into today. But Pasha, as I was writing the shir, Pasha wasn't shaila. To go through the inyanim of Cholavakum and Pasakum in one shir. So basically next week we'll discuss halachas of Cholavakum, because that's when it gets very, very exciting, especially with all the latest mitzvahs that we found out from all the factories and the different places and the farms that are around the country and the world, where they're dealing with different types of milks and what it's negated to with our situation and the kulas that people quote from different poskim, the shayate about bizmanenu. Oh, but the mindset when it comes to Pasakum, tonight, Beis Hashem, we'll go through the sugya, Kehilchosof, Pasakum, Paspalta, we'll see Beis Hashem how it's negated to us. And some of the corners that the poskim speak out, he adu the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah that Laman Hamid Beis tells us that pas, which was baked by a goy, is asa. Something called pas akum. That's what's called pas palabais. The state in the poskim and the achronim, it's really not called pas akum. It's called pas palabais, and it's very, very similar to what we learned last week. The gabi bishal akum. Bishal akum. What we learned last week, and it's very, very similar. That pas akum, one of the ikim reasons why, come up one of the only reasons why pas is also that was baked by a goy, is mishum chasnus, as I state in the Rishonim, that we're worried that if a person would eat bread that was baked by a goy, even, again, as I mentioned last time, the ingredients could be 100% kosher. The pot that he used is kosher, the oven is kosher. Everything is okay, except for the fact that a goy cooked it. That means it's either bishal akum we spoke about last week, or this week is the gabe pas akum. And the etzim you see emerging is that, again, as we mentioned last week, food is something for kasher there, but there, shteit in the sefer, divrei Torah and the Heilige Mukacha, he brings over there, what's the pshat, the minig, or klal yisrael, that when you meet someone, and someone comes to eat by you, and someone comes to you, you speak to them, you serve them some food, you serve them a lekka, you serve them something to eat, something to drink, what's the pshat? So he says the pshat, that when you serve someone food and someone drink, you make them some shaykhus one to the other. There's a connection between you and him. Mimela, it's a nice thing, it's a derech eretz, when someone comes to you, you serve them something to eat, that's it. That's the moment you say the bishul of pasha, pasakam, bishulakam as well. That bread and food is something that's makasha, gives shaykhus one person to the other. Mimela, that's the reason why Taka Chazal said it's also, and the main reason was Shema, that a person will come eventually to come to chasnas, to come to lead him, to intermarriage, either him or whatever it is, with the goy that he has shaykhus to. The Darki Tshuva in the beginning of the Yerodeis and the Kufi Beis, God and Allah brings a Tshuva from the Mayim Rabbim. He brings a Tshuva over there that says that Chazal will mach me more by Pas Akum and by Gvina Akum than a lot of other Yisuri Durabonon. Therefore, Zuk the Darki Tshuva b'shem, the Mayim Rabbim, a person should be very careful. A person shouldn't come along and say, ah, it's a Durabonon, it's only Negev Azoi, maybe when I do it this way, then it's okay. A person has to know this is Xeris Chazal, they were very, very machme in this halacha. There's a Rashba. The Rashba in Torah Sabayis brings down that when it comes to Pas Akum, if a Yid would eat a bread that was baked by a goy, a few if he's not in the goyish house, a few if he's not in the same country as the goy, or if he eats the bread that was baked by a goy, Zug the Rashba. Even if there's no chashash of chasnas, he was over on divrei chazal, it is osa, zuk the Rashba, sack from the Rashba, it's osa to say Torah in his name. He was over on divrei chazal, as I said in Rashba. So again, we see klav in the Rashba, that even if there's no shaykh the gzeira, the hain of chasnas, and you don't know who the guy is, then the main up, that's the reason why a person has to be very, very careful and looking in the iri, looking in the bush, looking in the shulchan. The old masbah that a person eats bread. Bread is the ikka, michael of a person, and we know this already from the shah, for example, in the day, beginning of 7 Pesach. That food, especially when it comes to bread, alechim yichya odom, a person has a big shaykhus to bread. It's a very important michael, mimela. When a person eats bread that was baked by a goy, we're talking worried that a person has a shaykhus as a goy, mimela, who knows what will happen after that. Now, we do find kulas by pas akum that we don't have by bishar akum. We're going to explain this again one by one. But what is the pshat where we find kulas over here by pas akum that we don't have by bishar akum? So if Shulchan says straight away sikotan base over here in Yehudais and Kufi base, says klar, portion of the reason. Reason number is information. When it comes to bishar akum, we have two reasons. We have number one, chasnas. And number two, at least that's how the Piskei Teshuva learned, is also because Sheva, he'll mix something inside that's Tomei or whatever it may be, eventually only coming Tomei, whatever it may be. Zudor HaShulchan, when it comes to Pas Akum, we only have one reason. We only have the reason of Chasnas, we have the reason of intermarriage, Remela. That's why we're more makel here by Pas Akum than we were makel by Bishop Akum. And we'll see, at Bezo Shem, there are many, many quotas. Again, this is very, very negate. There are things people think Pas Akum is something of the past, not again nowadays. Nowadays, who's going to go to Goyish Bakery? We invite guests. Who's going to do such a thing? The Meister, and if anybody knows anything about kashrus, you walk into a makolet that they're selling today, you can find many things in there that unfortunately people don't even know are going to be a shayla of pas akum, which is a nafkamina for yourselves, it's a nafkamina to eat somewhere else, and again, they'll be buying things over there that you don't even realize are pas akum without knowing these halachos. So, Beis Hashem, that's what we have to go through. Now, the Meister, when Shaitan Chazal pas akum, what does it mean akum? It's the Pimagodim as a suffix. The Bibigodim clears the Shaila. When it means Akam, does it mean it's a void of Zorah going? Does it mean a goy that's over the void of Zorah? That's what it means. So the Bibigodim are Badanish. Since the main reason of Pas Akam was Chasnas, I'm going to come to marry him. So my opinion is he's over the void of Zorah, or he's not. Even if an Arab is not over the void of Zorah, or when the Mais is a goy, and to marry into that Mishpoch of Adam is it's a Gomel. Maybe that's the reason Zorah, the poiskim that with Bibigodim says it very, very clearly. That's the reason why even by a goy we're machme. And again, the Rashba says it clearly. Even if he has the Rashba, what if you have a galach? What if a galach, a priest? He's taking a vow that he'll never have children. So maybe there's no shayla of shem achasnas because he's not going to have kids. He's not going to marry anybody. Of zud Rashba no. Zayis chazal is zayis chazal, and the neder doesn't make enough. You mean if shayla is zayra of chasnas or not? What's nichlal in pas akum? So the Shulchan Aruch tells us straight away in the beginning, it could be a base. Only the five meaning, only the five grains we know from Hukkas Brachas, for example, are Nichlan and Pasakum. So, for example, wheat, spelt, barley, oats, and rye. Those are the only five meaning that are Shayach in the Xeria of Pasakum. Everything else is not. So, for example, corn, a lot of cereals, we'll speak out in a moment, cereals. A lot of the cereals, a lot of crackers, are made from things that are not one of these wheat, spelt, barley, oats, and rye, and therefore would not be Nichlal in Pasakum. As long as it's kosher, it's got a hefsher for the reasons of kosherus, al pas akum it's not a problem, bechal. So for example, if they make rice bread, and they have to make rice bread, and go sometimes places, and a vegish market bread, it's made from rice, a goy person can make it, there's no shayla, he can open up the fire, he can bake it in ganzen, there's no shayla of pas akum when it comes to rice, and the same thing with corn, that's why corn plates obviously are not a shayla of pas akum. But we'll get to cereals in a moment. What if you have a mixture of things that are shayach l'gzeira, a mixture of things that are not? For example, you can have a case of a kegel. So think about the shayla bishalakum, because obviously a kegel will be a shayla bishalakum. But often you can put things in flour, you know, well not a potato kegel, but all sorts of, you know, these cranberry kegel and all these things that are made from flour often. So you have to know. If the ikku ingredients of the kegel god, we go by the right. If the ikku ingredient is something that's not shayach l'gzeira, the high of the ikku ingredient is corn, or it's whatever it is, something else, then there's no shayla of pas akum, even though there could be flour in there as well. We go back to the ikka. As I state in the pre-Megadim. Pasa Bobakistan, sorry?
The rice, yeah.
Pasa Bobakistan is a tremendous shayla. For example, biscuits, pastries, all of these things that are not a mummish pas. What's the halacha legabe pas akum? So the Meister states in the Ketuvah, and other person can bring down very poshut, that Pasa Bobakistan is included in pas akum for two simple reasons. Number one, if a person would have to be seveir from a pas of a kiss, he'd have to wash. He's got a dinner pass. Just because don't get a dinner pass, he's not going to eat a suda. Number two, if a person would eat it during the suda, would he wash? I'm sorry, does he eat in the zonas? No. Why? It's a sabbat pass. I'll propose you see, Claude, that even when it comes to pas of a kiss, it comes to savory items like pastries and biscuits and all these things, they are nichal in pas akum, which obviously would mean when it comes to Pesach, there's a makom to be mekel. There's a lot of making when it comes to Pesach, because often you're not using flour in these things, you're using potato flour and all these sorts of things, and a maid is not going to be a major shiloh with Pas Akum when it comes to a Pesach hotel or a place where they're serving things, Negea to Goyim, baking it over there.
none from goy.
I've had a pasach and this pasach. What about a none from goy? Here in Eretz Yisrael, you have many times a bakery where, or factory, that you have got, you have given that working there. Why should not show him a Shabbos? Why should mumma the holiday kula? Right? They're given, but they're not from. What's the lack of there? So the Tiferes L'Moshe, which the Pesnei Tshuva brings, wants to be Mekel, for the simple reason, as we mentioned in the beginning of last time, that by Bishul Akam, the Gzeira is Chasnas. Here there's no Chasnas, but the daughter's a from person. Mabaya, no Shaila Bechal. The Maisa, all the posts came on Mahmet. The Maisa. The Maram Sheikh, the names of the Pichodesh, the Pimigodim, the Femikrugah, the Damadat, all Machmeh, for the simple reason being, similar, not so similar to about the Bishalakum, that the Maisa over here were worried that we're giving them a din of a goy. Kol's man, we're giving them a din of a goy, so then pass Akum applies. And the men, that's the reason over here, well, we're a little bit more Machmeh than what we found over there by Bishalakum, which there was a mocking to the Mikol, but the Maisa were Machmeh also there by Bishalakum, if it wasn't a from person. Now, there is tremendous shyness over here, which it's a big arichas. For example, somebody makes a bracha on past akumi, that's an ikar on me. It's a shayla for a bracha on the batol. I don't know, maybe he's eating something that's mamash issa. Past akumi is a mamash pushing a maru, pushing a sip and shulchan aruch. You're not allowed? Say that to make it a main. The mind's the person who said you are allowed. Another shayla would be what happens if a person is makel on some of the kulas that we're going to say today, for example, paspalta, right? It's a name that everybody knows, it's something called paspalta, we have to be mazgul what that means. But a proponent, you make them, that you have someone over in your house, for example, you go to the makolet, you buy yourself, it's a pie crust. Right? A pie crust comes already made, a nice little pie crust, you add in there ice cream, chocolate mousse, whatever you want, and then you serve it. Now, you happen to be make with paspalta, over the years that you have for Shabbos, he's not make them, he's machmin. Do you have to tell him or not? So I post him, just a body to tell him. You have to inform that, by the way, I have to tell you that dessert today is going to be from paspalta, and it's up to you to know whether you want to eat it or not. We'll get to the sugya in that in a moment. Number three, what happens if you buy mistake? Now, yeah, you heard the shir pasakum. You take your go home and you have a look. What have you got over there? You open up the cupboard, you see that you've got some crackers, you've got some cereals, which are shaylas of paspalta. What are you going to do? Pasakum, whatever. You might say the shaylas can now give it to somebody else. If I hold it also, I might have to give it to somebody else. This is a shayla ready to start. So if it talks about barichas, or shemazam, we've spoken about him once before. Lamaisa is water. If you've got something right now in your house that you realize after the shayla, it's a shayla from an issa that you're not interested in becoming involved in, it's a badu amokim to give it to somebody that's got to make them in these halachos. Come again, baita. Now, this is a mistake that a lot of people make. It's a mistake that people say that the chiluk between pas akum and pas palta is one nafkamina. What's a nafkamina? Where the goy made it. The hand. This is what Dolim says. Is the goy made in the house, in his private house, that's got to do the pas akum? That's awesome. But ain't if a goy made it in a factory, oh, this is pas palta, which about it we'll see in a moment is a lot of mocking to be makel by pas palta. The Maisis Nishtemis, that's not the Mahalach, that's no Shaykh Zahalacha. And I'll tell you simple. A guy that makes bread, if he makes it for private, personal consumption, is called Pas Akum, even if it's made professionally in a factory. Masha Enke, if a guy makes something in a factory, or a guy makes something at home, but it's for selling purposes, then it's called Pas Palta. So the chiluk of Pas Akum and Pas Palta, which we're going to speak about now, La Halacha, is not where he made it. Is the din of the chayfet. You have to look at the bread. What was this bread made for? If it was made for the goy to personally eat, so that's going to be a pas akum. It's very, very humble. Masha Engin, if it was made for the goy to sell, not as a personal thing, but as a business enterprise, as a way of making money, it's not a social thing. The main that's for pas palta, which we'll see in a minute, is tremendous mockery to the makel, and that's what taka a lot of poskim, a lot of haksheim, a lot of people are makel, and they're so much on pas palta, which we'll get to Beis Hashem. Sorry? Even if it doesn't sell it, it's not made for personal usage, it's Peseda. If he's giving it to his friend, it's called a personal usage. We're talking, he's making it for a business reason, right? It's not a social reason, then it's called paspalta.
Most shalas are paspalta
in a chalam. In a chalam. Unless it's made personally by him, yeah? Yeah? In a chalam.
If he makes it home by himself,
that's paspalta. That's the chiddush. If he bakes it in his own house to sell, that's called pas palta. Obviously, without getting the shayla, the ingredient, that's another shayla.
What's a baker?
It means a baker, yeah. But it means a baker for professional reasons, not for private reasons. That's why we make them. That's what we want to speak out. The Maisa. Very, very shver. The Shulchan Aruch tells us over here in Kufi Basi Base a tremendous chiddush that in certain places, certain mokhoimis and cloudy soil, they were makel, and they were makel to eat pas palta. Not pas akum, over pas palta.
What's the pshat? Zok the beforshim the shulchan aruch pashut. Since it's not shaykh chasmos, because I'm not going to come to marry his kids, I don't know who the guy is bechlal. He's making the business, he's working the bakery, he's working the factory, he's not giving it to me, and who shaykhs to him? Mimela, there's no chashash chasmos, there's no problem at all. Fet everybody, all the chayim go wild with the shulchan aruch. What's going on? What happened to like blub? All of a sudden we say, because I don't know who the guy is, it becomes mutter. Sticha, but Bishal Akhavi never said that. But Bishal Akhavi that works in a factory, we didn't have to find the sheet that said something like that. Of a road post in Shulchan Aruch, for sure. We never found the head of Bishal Akhavi that's made in a factory. Why? Because it wasn't Afghanina. Chazal made a gzeira. The fact that the time of the gzeira, the Hainu was not Shaykh Hastas, doesn't apply, my Afghanina. The most they made a gzeira. The fact that this bread got socially involved, it's for business purposes, why all of a sudden should it be mutter? Now this is something very, very choshev to know, because this answers up the whole sugya of paspalta, and why tak of people on mekel? Why do people go to the makola and buy certain cereals? In chutzlars, for example, a lot of crackers that you buy are paspalta. There's many, many different hechatims that a person could be involved in paspalta, and you see that. Sheirim are mekel, the poskim are mekel, people are very mekel. Where does it come from? So you have to know like this. If you go through the Gemara, and Avodah Zarah, the Essam Toaster spells that out for Furish and Avodah Zarah Lamed Hei Beis, that it's very, very clear like this. When they made the Gzeira originally, it was a Gzeira that wasn't scabbling Gad Klal Yisrael. It seems to be, and again, this is much worse from the Gemara, that not all places, Bishas, when they made the original Gzeira, were Makabal this Gzeira. For the simple reason being, as we mentioned at the beginning, bread is something that everyone needs. It's not Shaykh, but they used to live on the olden days. They only lived on bread, a bit of herring, a bit of something. Oh, but bread was the Ikka, bread was the Ikkazah, Mimela. It was very difficult for them to come along and say, what we meant to have, Yiddish, bakers, very not Shaykh, very difficult. Mimela. That's the reason why, number one, Tosfos in the Gemara Mashma, that when they originally made the Gzeira, it was never made on this. People were never miscabled it. The Rishalmi says it even more clear. The Rishalmi says that Beis Din got up and they actually mattered it. They made it mutter. They allowed it because it's poshut not shy for people to live without having shaylas of bread in their house that were made by going. It's poshut not shy. Over, they didn't matter it completely. Now here's already a machloekis Rishonim, what's mutter and what's osa and when. Now it gets a little bit complicated, and that's where the nyonim come la halacha la maisa. The chilek again, we're talking about not pasakum, we're talking about paspalta. It seems to be there's a big kulu with paspalta. Where does it come from? So the maisa that's right. The shas, the beginning of Kuvir Beis, got involved, tells us that the maisa, the Shulchan Aruch says in the beginning of Kuvir Beis that you can be mekel. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Zayin that b'shas hatzchat you can be mekel, meaning. That lechatzchila you should not have paspalta. Or if it's difficult, then a lechanami chazal will make gold because alech and yichya odom, and therefore a person is allowed to have paspalta b'mokem tzorich b'mokem doicha. Then it can be make gold, right? That's number one. That's the first shita. Then the second shita, which is by the Ramah, is it's mutter even shaloi b'mokem tzorich. The Ramah holds to go and buy paspalta is mutter lechatzchila. It's not even a mokum tzorich. It's not even a b'dieved. What's the pshat? So the shach, everybody came, the mosque, whatever. All the achronim explaining pshat in the Ramaz. It's not the pshat hazal min gzeira and we make kol. It's not the pshat. The pshat is when they made the gzeira, the fiyad Ramaz's pshat, they never made the gzeira originally on paspalta. There was no gzeira on paspalta. To go to the shop and buy yourself a pie crust, to buy yourself some kind of a cereals and crackers and chutzlos, which are shayas of paspalta, the fiyad Ramaz is mutter lechatchilah. It's only b'shas atchak. If you do a mal, a few shaloi b'shas atchak. So the ma'isa, according to Shulchan Aruch, such a shalat from b'di'evet, shalat b'shas atchak. According to Ramah, even if without a shas atchak, it's going to be mutter. The Chachmas Odom says that a bal nefesh should be machmeh. The Chachmas Odom says that a person should be machmeh and he should only have pas palta if there's no pas yisrael available. The Aruch HaShulchan writes similar, that only if a person is very hungry, then maybe he can be maker on paspalta. Or when the Maisel Aruch HaShulchan writes, about in Am HaKoymus, in Reim HaKoymus, people are machmen, they don't have even paspalta. Reverse and Shevet Talevi brings the Chazanish that says that the minig here in Eretz Yisrael is to be machmen. So the Maisel, again, Shulchan Aruch holds the Shas HaKak, Ramah holds the Chatzel. And it seems when the Gedolei Poskim that there's a vada a mokoim for Bal Nefesh or Yerushalayim for Bnei Torah, a vada to be machmeh not to eat pas palta bechalav. that the Ben Ishchai, Parshas Chukas, brings the Arizal. The Arizal was unbelievably machmir. I mean, if Sofek or Paspalta, he wouldn't have Bechlal. And Kiyadur, the Mishabura, in the beginning of Chedek Gimel, the first time in the Chedek Gimel, Yosef Reish Bebeis, was with the Mishabura over there. One of the reasons why, that if there are more things that are ready to cover Shabbat, that's in the Gemara of Baba Kama, from the Tekonis Ezra, for a person, a woman, to dafka bake challahs on Erev Shabbat. So Mishabura brings, along with many other reasons, one of the reasons is, as Pasakum, Paspalta, Mimele, took the Mishabura claw. Even if you're going to be Mekel on Paspalta the whole year, when it comes to Shabbos, Yontav, and essentially Tshuva, versus Rabbi Machmir. Which means, again, this is also a choice some people make, is they say, well, the Ramos Mekel, the Pesach Gemara Mekel on Paspalta, but then so I can go to my Kollel, buy myself a nice pie crust. For example, Ludugma, the OU, when I checked up with the OU, and I called up one of the main Tashish directors in the OU, so he says to me like this, our policy in the OU, I'll read the Pesach of Rebelski Shlita, and again, Be'etzem it's a Ramah, is that when we give a half shot on something, it does not have to be Pas Yisrael, it's Pas Palta, which means, when you go to Makolet, and you buy yourself a, I always use the case of a pie crust, but there's many other things over there that they sell, crackers and all these sorts of things that you can buy from America with no Yuhaksha, if it's a Shiloh of Pas, the it's made from one of the ingredients that we mentioned, and it was, we'll mention in a moment how to make it part of Pas Yisrael, but they don't require it to be Pas Yisrael. That means the OU, unless it says Pas Yisrael, official Yisrael, its Pas is going to be Pas Palta, which again, you have to realize, again, if the Ramos the same, or the reversals of the same the Chazanish that the meaning in Eretz Yisrael is to be Machmeh, and the Aruch HaShulchan, the Chach HaShulchan, the Gedolei HaChoyim HaTaka Machmeh, it is a Malkin. So what's back in the Heta? If you go to Chutzlars, for example, I once went to Chosh V'Yid, a tremendously Chosh V'Yid, Adkei Dekach, yeah, it's going to riot, but his Zoya Kodesh was very, very worn out. It was a very Chosh V'Yid in Chutzlars. And I saw him eating Paspalta, Ravita crackers. Ravita crackers, from England, you know what Ravita crackers are? Very healthy snack, a lot of people eat them, and a lot of Amish even eat them. What's the Makkah? I mean, again, you have a Ramah, but if you're the Gedolei place, you can go to Achonim, the Maitre, what's the Heta? So the Heta is a Chayre Zoy, the Etzim have a Sif in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Hei tells us as a. The Shulchan Aruch has a tremendous Chiddush. He says like this, when Paspalta is tastier, or is nicer, which the Dakar Truva says even looks nicer, then it's Mutter. Lechatzchela, and that's the Shulchan Aruch talking. Shulchan Aruch normally said that Paspalta is only Mutter B'Shach HaTchah, or if it looks nicer, or it tastes better, and the Achoyim say even if it's cheaper, then Zorokin to be Mimego. If a person, for example, Ludugma, when it comes to Ravita, I don't know if anybody knows what it is, but if you know what a Ravita is, it's a very healthy snack, which you can't get a replacement. There's no such food that's got exactly the same thing with a good heksha, right? It's got a heksha, but it's the ingredients of kosher, but it's a shayla from Paspalta. The mice are the same, the chatzchela. Why? Either because of diet reasons, or because it's tastier, or because it looks nicer. This could be another heksha where people eat Cheerios, same idea. The kids like the look, shayla from Paspalta. But the mice are the kunta shulchan aruch, mutar lachatzchela. Even if you're machmen, like you said originally, on Paspalta, but when it comes over here to a case of them, it looks nicer, tastes nicer, or is obviously cheaper, then there is a mokim about it to be mekel, I feel like a chila to go and buy things of Paspalta. Long again, Baiter. Now, it's Tamasai. With all the shayas of Paspalta, Pasakum, Avadi, you have to know the Heksha, for example. And we're not talking about going into a Goisha bakery, they have all sorts of things in a bakery going on, they smear the ovens with mono, with discrine, they smear with fats all over the place. So Avadi, to go into a Goisha place, we're not talking about. But we're talking about a place with a Heksha, it's got a good Heksha on it, and the Taka have to be Mekel, a lot of shame of very Mekel when it comes to Paspalta, the Maisa. Now, how do you make it Pas Yisrael? How do you make it past this world? So maybe he was very, very mekel. By Bishul Akum, we were quite machmeh, according to the Ramah, that we passed him. The Machaba was machmeh, the Ramah was a little bit more mekel. We bought the Gnodi Acharin that were machmeh. The Maisa, when it comes to past this world, were more mekel, which means any of the following three ways turns it into past this world. A, if the obviously if the yid puts it into the oven, that's poshut. B, if he lights the fire of the oven, or lights the electric of the oven, whatever it may be. Or number three, if he actually stokes the coals, or makes the fire higher. Agav, making the fire higher does not mean turning the thermostat of the oven higher, because that does not necessarily turn up the fire, it just makes it work a bit harder and a bit longer. So you have to know, those are the Makomis which by past, by Mishal Akum we never said to be Mekel, when it comes to past Akum, Avada there's a Mokim to be Mekel over there. Another Mokim as well, by the way, a lot of factories, they will send from a Goyish factory bread or some kind of crackers that were already pre-baked by the Goyim to a certain extent,
they will then send it over to the Yiddish factories, and the Yidden will go along and finish off the mashlim, the baking process. That's going to be mutter, because a kol zman eats baking, it's going to be the seder. Another heter is if it needs toasting to crisp it up, the Yid crisps it up, then there's also a mokrim to the makel over there as well. Some even say be close to the oven doors, the mokrim to the makel. Bagels, for example. Now, bagels, kiyadua, are first boiled in water, and then they're actually baked. Now, the boiling of the water is not considered bishalachim, because it's not moilachin at that stage. And the baking at the end is a problem of pas akum. When it comes to donuts, okay, because donuts, kiyadua, in most places, again, there are bakeries that actually take the donuts and put them into an oven, but most donuts are fried in oil, which would mean, obviously, they're a shiloh bishalachim, unless you pass the orcha shulchan, that's oil chodik on that, but we're first going to hold that donuts are a shiloh or bishalachim. Cereals. Now, most cereals are made as follows. Again, with some exceptions, a lot of cereals are cooked. People think that they're baked. It's not true. They are cooked first in a type of a liquid, in a water, in little pellets. They're cooked. And then after, they're put into an oven. Now, that oven is a big shaila, if it's called a fia or not, because it's not a regular oven that would actually have the courage to bake. What that oven does is it simply draws out the moisture that's in these pellets and makes it dry from the cooking process that it did earlier. So the shaila is like this. If that process would be considered to be a bishul process, so mabaya bishul akim, it's not, because it's not oil shulchan melachim. It's still zichron oil shulchan melachim. We mentioned this last week. We made it. There's no shayla with bishul akim. But since a lot of posts came hold that we're dealing over here with the shayla baftia, it's baking in an oven. So the shayla is, if you have a cereal and it's baked in this oven, which is the process of a lot of cereals, shredded wheat, shreddies, they have bran flakes, corn flakes, a lot of these things are made in an oven. So the shayla pasa, it's pasakim. So mimela, if it's made from one of the ingredients we mentioned, made from wheat and spelt and all these things, so maybe the shayla from palta, not pasakum, and mimela, ain't trouble there too. Whereas it's made from corn or something like cornflakes, there's no shayla baklal when it comes to cornflakes, so that avada is not a problem. Now there is an extra heter with cereals that we don't have with other things, which is another reason to be makel, why taka the onim is makel to have Cheerios and all sorts of other cereals that are shayla and pasta, which again, according to Gedolei Poskim, is a shayla of a anissa. What's the shayla? One of the tsunoyim the person say for a problem for something to be pas palta is pas means a toya lechem. Pas is a form of bread. Toya lechem is milchus brochus. Toya lechem means there was a dough and now it's like a soft bread. A cereal of kulei alma, mamish not the kulei alma, but if you wrote both skin, is not toya lechem. Memela, even if you time it, that the baking process they did in the factory to make the cereal was taka nafia, and if it wasn't nafia, it's a shayla from pas palta. Since you can be samech on the next kula, which is the mice that most of the cereals that we have are not a toya lechem, memela avada, there's a mokrin to the meko over there. The last couple of things is as follows. Number one, a dough. To buy a dough from a goy, that means the shayla is a kashrus, about it is mutter. It's only on the pas. The dough is obviously not pas. Number two, the kalim. The kalim that we use for pas akim, even pas akim itself, are not treif. The unlike bishul akim that we mentioned last week, the shem the rash of another we showed him, that when it comes to bishul akim, the bishul that a goy does, feed of all the ingredients of kosher, is 100% mutter. By pas akim we don't say that, and pas akim does not asa any of the kalim that a person will use over there. It doesn't ask it of the kashrim bechlal. There's a motive to some sofer, that some sofer writes that he has a kabbalah from his rebbe in Rosh Nadler. Ish mi pi ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what you take from some sofer. That if a person is not nizeh in pas akum, if a person is not nizeh in pas akum, it's mufta, it's guaranteed 100%. As I bring the Kabbalah from Rosh Nadler, that either him, or one of his offspring, his children, grandchildren, great grandchildren, will avada eventually get involved in a marriage of a goy. As I state, some soiva a kabbalah me from a Rosh Nadler, ish mi pi ish from Moshe Rabbeinu. As we see in the Maisa, that the inyanim are quite a geir. But you have to be careful. You go to certain places, again, like I mentioned, the OU is not a bad thing. The OU's have got a gavaldika. They happen, their shita is that they don't hold that you need to have pas Yisroel Mimela, unless it says on it pas Yisroel, it's pas palta, which again depends on all the attainment we mentioned tonight, to gather that. I did want to get tonight to the halachas of cholov akum, which are unbelievably more negay than I thought it was. I just received today more information from one of the factories in America that deal with dairy things, and we found some unbelievable metzias, and we have to understand this, it's an arichas, I don't want to spin it in one time, which is a Chazal. We have to understand one nekuda. There's a lot of Eterim that the Avel is Seimich on, and the Avel has, so this is Moshe over there, and people are Seimich on certain Eterim. We have to understand, Klah, if these Eterim, number one, nowadays apply, and number two, if the Poskim that said them would say them in a matzah where we're holding now, because people would see it, that a lot of things and a lot of items that you buy have milk powder, giving children baby bottles and all these sorts of things. This is something that needs an avichas, Be'ez Hashem is brought. Next week, we'll go to the sugya of Chalavachim.